Ukvarmavoyer bitvorov zal, and it's already explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, she'ikar kol hamanias hemanias hamoyach, that when we talk about obstacles blocking a person from achieving things in ruchnius, person says, I don't have enough money. I'd love to have a better pair of tefillin, but I don't have money. What can I do? I don't. If I had the money, I could do it. To my obstacles, I don't have the money. Or all kinds of other obstacles. Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal tell us many times that those obstacles are small. Usually, 99% of cases, if a person really wants something, they'll get the money, they'll overcome all the other obstacles. The only obstacle that's most difficult is menias hamoyach, the lack of being positive in one's mind, the lack of clarity in a person's mind, that the person isn't sure that this is the right thing. They doubt. They have doubts about Hashem. They have doubts about the tzaddik. They have doubts about the Torah. They have doubts about themselves. Hashem could be right. The tzaddik is, it's all great, but it's not for me. Or not, I'm not for it. I'm not ready. I'm not worthy. All kinds of excuses. Menia samoyach, where it's in the person's mind, where the person hasn't resolved in their mind positively that this is the right thing to do, whatever it is, whether it's to learn Torah, whether it's to go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever the mitzvah is. Kama shekosu b'simen mem vov likutei tanina, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 46 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Hainu, meaning, al yidei, now Rav Nosson Zal defines, what is menia samoyach exactly? Hainu, al yidei shenes arev daitoi, through the fact that the person's mind is confused, the person is mixed up, v'noite menhoemes, and they deviate from the truth. They're not focused completely, I want one thing only, I want the truth, nothing else. The person's brain is mishmash. V'enoi roitze losum eliboi hoemes lamitoi. And the person doesn't want to think about or focus, concentrate only on what's really, really right. What's really the right thing to do. Kalide kol aveiro upegam hu poigein bo'oiseis ha'toira shemishom shoresh nafsho. Because every single sin that a person commits, every single transgression that a person does, they bring about a defect in the letters of the Torah, which are the source, the roots of our soul. Each and one of every one of our souls are plugged into letters in the Torah. That's where we draw our spiritual energy from. When I commit a sin, chas v'shalom, I cause a defect to the letters of the Torah that my neshama is plugged into. Kalidei ha'avera v'hapegam hu misrachek v'nifsak chas v'shalom meho'ois shepogam boy. Because when a person commits any kind of sin or any kind of wrongdoing, the person moves away from and they break the connection to the letter in the Torah that they messed up, that they transgressed against. V'oz, and when a person does that, mitzdarfen etzloi oisiyas ha'toira b'tzirufim acherin, lehepech menemis. When a person does that, when a person messes up their proper connection to the Torah and they unplug themselves from the Torah, what happens? The letters start moving around and they form different words than what they should be saying. In other words, the Torah is the book of truth. When the letters are all in perfect working order, the Torah is beaming pure, pure truth. When a person commits sins and he messes up the letters rearrange themselves to form a different message. They're not beaming out pure truth anymore. The opposite of the truth. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, loy zocha, if a person is not worthy, nasis loy ha-toira samoves. The Torah becomes a poison for that person. The letters of the Torah, which is the book of truth, becomes a book of sheker. When this person reads the Torah now, he's going to get the wrong messages. He's going to learn all the wrong things to do, Rachmona Litzlan. K'may Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, al posuk v'samtem. V'samtem is the Vorayela. The Gemara says the word samtem is miloshen sam. Some can mean an elixir of life, or some can mean a deadly poison. ומשום נמשוכים כל המחשבויס רוי והסבורויס הפוכויס המסים אס הרבה מדרך אמס למיתוי. And this is the cause of all the convoluted thoughts and the mistakes and the different arguments that people come up with to cause themselves and other people to deviate from the truth, to go away from the true path. כמו שכוסב, as the Pasuk says, המהפכים אורחויס יושר. They turn around, they overturn. They turn over the path of truth, the righteous path. They turn it around and make it go, they turn the arrows, they switch the arrows around to point in the wrong direction, Rachmon Olatzlan. וכסיב, and as the Pasuk says, הוי הוימרים לורא טוי ולא טוי ורא. Woe is to those people who put a label of good on what's bad, and they put a label of bad on what's good. V'kol ze bo al yedei geis. What's the main cause of this? Gaiva, arrogance, desire for personal recognition. Shenimshach al yedei abegodim hatzoyim, which is brought about. The gaiva comes from those filthy garments that the person caused as a result of the sins they committed and everything. Shemishom kol hamenias kanal. That's the source of all the that's the cause of all the obstacles that are blocking the person from coming close to the truth, to the Torah, to the tzaddik, to Hashem. Kal yidei geyus chochmosoi mistalekes mimenu, k'mo yisham rabbi sein esamal. Because the Gemara says that when a person is arrogant, they lose their intelligence. They lose their ability to think clearly, to think properly. Haynu shenistalek mimenu chochmois ha-toiro ho-amitis. What, when a person it becomes a balgaifa, what do they lose? They lose their knowledge of true Torah. That's what they lose. Venoite lisvorois ha-hafuchais minuames. And they switch to all kinds of wrong interpretations, false interpretations of the Torah, where they twist the Torah to suit their way of life. They customize the Torah to agree with them, instead of customizing themselves, instead of tailoring themselves to accommodate the Torah, they do it the other way. They tailor the Torah to accommodate what they've defined, their way of, their definition of what's right. Kikvar mavur b'hatoyra nal, she'ein odom zeichel ha-toyra kiyem al-yidei shiflus v'amiti b'chol arba b'chinas nal. Because Rabbeinu has already explained earlier in that chapter on the Likutei Moharan that a Jew cannot achieve success in Torah unless they have real humility on all four levels that we spoke about. She'oz daika zeichel lasik b'toyra b'tachlis ha-shleimus. A person who achieves that kind of humility, that person can study Torah properly, purely, to perfection, ad sheyuchal lohoyer b'shoroshei neshamas Yisrael, to the point where when that person studies Torah, the letters sparkle, they come to life, they beam such powerful life that all the thousands, hundreds of thousands of souls that are plugged into those letters, they receive new charges of energy, their batteries get charged up from this person's study of Torah. This person was able to achieve real humility when he studies Torah. Not only does he connect, does his connection to the Torah sparkle, but he also charges up the whole battery for the whole Klal Yisrael. And all the hundreds of thousands of souls that are plugged into the letters, all of them receive major charge. Velasis Bali Tshuva Vigerim, and this brings about Bali Tshuva and converts. Even though the person could be living in some city in Eretz Yisrael, and there are Bali Tshuva being formed in a city in Australia, Lahavdil, or in the United States, and it's being done through the person who's studying Torah with the proper humility and purity and everything. He's putting energy into the letters of the Torah that's reaching Jews that are plugged into the Torah all over the world. And the only one who achieves this to perfection is the true tzaddik, Shehu Onov Be'emes, who is the real epitome of humility, Bebechinas Mo, the one who really considers himself nothing, Bebechinas Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol, however, Gam Kol Elu HaMesoyrim LeHiskarev LaTzadik HaZeh, in addition to that tzaddik, all the people who want to come close to that tzaddik, Tzrichim Shiargishu Al Kol Ponim Shiflusam Bemes, have to at least be ready to recognize our own faults and our own shortcomings and how low we really are. Ki Beloizeh Yef Shelohem LeHiskarev Klal. Because unless a person realizes that, unless a person recognizes their faults and their shortcomings and their thirsting for Kedusha, the person will not be able to come close to the Tzaddik or to Hashem or to the Torah, klal, whatsoever. These are incredibly powerful statements. What do you mean? Are you telling me that all of those... The answer is yes, most definitely yes. That unless a person is of those people who really thinks things over every day, they have yeshiva das, and they realize their shortcomings and realize their faults and recognize it totally and therefore realize that I cannot help myself. My Torah, my mitzvahs alone is not going to do it. Unless I get help from a major, major tzaddik, there's no way in the world that I'm going to fix myself completely, and for sure, I'm not going to have what it takes to fix my family, my friends, you know, v'chulu v'chulu. Ki habegodim hatzoyim yimnu oisam, because the filthy garments will block these people from coming close to the true tzaddik and to the truth. Nemtza, we see therefore, she'ikr kol hamanios, Nemshochim alidei shenis arvavu etzloi tzirufei oisis hatoyra shepogam bohem, that the main cause of the obstacles is as a result of the fact that the letters of the Torah got mixed up. Which letters of the Torah? Shepogam bohem, the letters of the Torah which the person transgressed, he committed sins, he harmed those letters of the Torah through his sins. When a person steals, he's being poigim in the letters loy signoiv. When each mitzvah in the Torah, its letters, when a person chas v'shalom transgresses against that, he messes up those letters chas v'shalom. Shaydeze nisarvev daitoi besvoreis hafuchois v'deizores. And when you mix up and mess up the letters of the Torah, your brain gets mixed up and messed up because your brain is plugged into the letters of the Torah. Shemishom kol hamenis. And that's the real cause of the real obstacles. She'ikram menias hamoyach kanal, which Rabbi Nizal says many times, that the most difficult obstacles to overcome are the menias inside a person's head, where a person isn't 100% sure of what the right thing to do is. V'zeh b'chinas kol isurei kilayim. And with this, we can understand all the different prohibitions of kilayim, of mixing things together that should not be mixed. Shekol mine kilayim asurim lanu sheloi la'arvev oisiyas ha'toira shehu shaloshim. When the Torah tells us not to mix wool and linen, or not to work together with an ox and a donkey together, the Torah does not want us to mix those letters of the Torah, to mix up those letters of the Torah. Ki kol hadvorim shebo'ilam, because all the different things in the entire world, doimim, the inanimate objects, tzomeach, the plants, chai, the living things, the animals, birds and everything, medaber and human beings, kol dovor vedovor yesh lo shoresh bo'isiyas ha'Torah. Every single one of these things has roots in the letters of the Torah. Vayidei kilayim chas v'shalom, and when a person makes an improper mixture, goyreim shenis arvavim chas v'shalom gam oisiyas ha'Torah shem shaloshim, he mixes up the letters of the Torah, which are the roots of these things that he's mixing together. Umishom boim kol hamaniyah sheboilam kanal. And this is what causes, or this is what generates all the obstacles that block Jewish people from coming close to Hashem, or to the Torah, or to the Tzaddik. Va'al kemikruim b'shem kilayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why the Torah uses this term kilayim, shehu loshen meniyos. The word kilayim refers to holding back someone. K'may shekosu vayikolei ha'om mehovi. The people refrained from bringing any more contributions to the base, to the Mishkan. Vayikolei, they held back, to hold back, limnoa, to hold back. Or the pasuk ato Hashem loisichla rachamech mimeni. You Hashem, please do not withhold your kindness from me. V'chein harbe. There are many other pesukim in the Torah where we see that the root of this term kilayim means to withhold, to hold back, menia, obstacle. Uksiv, and the pasuk says ubabote kloim herbo. They hid out in prisons. What is a prison? A place where a person is being held back. He's in a holding pen. We have him now in a holding pen. Shehu beisu asurim. That's a prison. Shemoine moisoi lotzeis. Where they're holding the person back. They're withholding from him the opportunity to leave. They're not letting him leave. Kikol hamenis shebaoilom boim alidei bechinas kilayim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says all the different obstacles in the world come about as a result of these wrong types of mixtures. Shehu b'chinas irbuv. Kilai means a mixture. Alidei shenis arvavu oisiyas ha-Torah chashon. As a result of the letters of the Torah getting mixed up, jumbled in an improper way. Alidei pigomov. As a result of the person's sins. Shemishom kol bilbul da'adas usvoris hafuchos. When the letters get mixed up, then the person's brain gets mixed up. The people whose brains are plugged into the letters of the Torah, their brains get mixed up. And they come up with all kinds of wrong conclusions. They can't think logically. They can't think rationally, properly. Shemehem kol hamaniyas kanal. And that's the source of all obstacles. That's the real obstacles, the maniyas hamoyach. When a person isn't thinking clearly and seeing things clearly, so they can make the proper choices, the proper decisions. And this is where the pasuk says, "Es chukoisai tishmoiru." We quoted this pasuk earlier in the beginning of this paragraph, that before the Torah introduces the law of kilayim, Hashem begins saying, "Make sure that you uphold my laws." Shehikdim koidim isurei kilayim. That's the Hashem's opening remarks in introducing the topic of kilayim in the Chumash. Ki zeh hefech kilayim. Because that's the opposite of kilayim. Hainu, meaning, shehat Torah mazheres, the Torah warns us, es chukoisai tishmeru, guard the Torah, watch the Torah, protect the Torah, make sure it's intact, make sure every letter is in its proper place. Lishmor heitev chukoy satorah, guard all the laws of the Torah, sheloy lahachlif chukoy satorah chashon, not to switch around, not to change the laws of the Torah, not to misinterpret the Torah. Hainu sheloy ligroim leval velchashon tzirufi atorah chukoy satorah, not to bring about, not to cause a mixing up of the letters of the Torah, where the letters form the wrong combinations, and the laws become switched around, al yedei Isur Kilayim Kanal, by violating this law of Kilayim. The Alkane, and therefore, Iker HaTikun Alidei HaTzadikei Emes, the main Tikun of everything is through the true Tzadikim, Sheicholim Lasig Batoira Bekedusha Koroi, who have the ability to study Torah with the proper holiness. Ad Sheyoiru Kol Oisiyas HaTorah B'Shleimus, to the point where when they're learning Torah, every letter of the Torah is shining brightly to its fullest power. Each letter is giving off the right amount of light that's needed to inspire and motivate every single Jew who's plugged into those letters. Ad sheyisayru b'tshuva b'shleimus, till it brings about a complete tshuva on the part of all the different Jews that need to do tshuva. Ki hatzadik tzorech letzareif oisius ha-Torah b'chidushim nifloim b'chol pam, kefima shetzorech letikun elu hanefoshois shenisrachu mishoroshim. Because the tzaddik is always involved in combining the letters of the Torah and the words of the Torah and the statements of the Torah into different combinations based on the chidushei Torah that the tzaddik is teaching. The tzaddik is introducing new chidushei Torah in the world, new sforim. In his sforim, he takes the letters and they form words and they form sentences, and those tzirufim are being used in order to affect the tikkun of all the different souls of the Jews that are plugged into all of those different letters. And specifically, the tikkun of those souls who have become distant from their roots, ulohilichom ulahadrichom b'derech hayosher, and to lead those souls in the proper path, ube'etzois toivois hatzrichim, and to be for those souls to be able to receive the proper advice that they need, kefi ho'eis v'azman, based on that particular time, ukefi shoresh nafshom, and based on their soul, based on exactly where their soul is rooted within the big picture, ukefi tikkun hatzrichim lepegamim shepogmu b'hem, and based on the tikkun that these people have to do for all the different sins, all the mistakes and everything they've done in the past, ubishvil zeh tzrichim be'emes lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid ma'oid achar tzadik amiti kozeh. And because of what we've explained here, you can understand why it's so, so critical and so important for a Jew to search for and search with to really apply themselves very, very well to searching for the true tzaddik of this caliber. The tzaddik who studies Torah on this level of purity and his study of Torah turns on the letters, the light in the letters, to such a brightness that all the different souls of Klal Yisrael that are plugged into those letters, each one is receiving what they're supposed to receive. And the tzaddik is either doing this live when he's speaking, or obviously through his sforim, the letters in his sforim, the chidushei Torah that are in his sforim, those letters of the Torah are being employed, are being formed and shaped to form different combinations that bring about a healing, a cure for the ones who learn their sforim and all other Jews throughout the world whose souls are plugged into the different letters of the Torah that the tzaddik is using in his sforim.